Well, back here on the Franchise Sports Radio, as the Shawnee Hawks get the victory tonight over the Marinette Marines, 49-39, the final. Coach Ryan Koenig joining us here. And Coach, talk about that second half. That was really the difference maker. First half, really sluggish, a lot of turnovers, a lot of frustration. You guys really settled down in the second half.
Yeah, we had a, you know, talk in the locker room about playing our game and not letting the moment be too big for us. The first half, the moment got a little too big for us. We lost our minds a little bit. And we got it back the second half. Ella hit some key shots. We got some key turnovers, and the momentum swung our way, and then we pulled away.
Absolutely. And you kind of know that, you know, Ella put up a lot of shots. You knew she was eventually going to hit. You had some, Olivia had a couple nice shots off the bench, and that was just kind of what you needed to get off that 3-4 point slump that you were in.
Yeah, we just couldn't make one, and once one goes in, Olivia got us out of the first half. She hit that big three. That kept us right in the ball game, right? And then Ella, the second half, we just told her, keep shooting, and I adjusted something with her hands, and that helped a lot. The ball was getting too low in her palm, and so she had a little more arc there, and that's all it takes. I mean, she just needs that, and then she can go on her streak. We've seen it the last couple of games.
Their defense, obviously, was relentless in the first half. They were all over the place, causing a lot of frustration. What did you do to fix that?
Well, really, just we have to slow down. We have to know where we're going to be. We've practiced against everything. We know what they're going to do. It's like, calm down. We don't have to make a spectacular play. There's no 10-point play out there, right? Just stay within ourselves. Pass the ball. As they're scrambling to turn us over and trap us, we need to pass the ball quicker and get it in inside her for a wide-open three. In the second half, we were able to do that, where the first half, we were fumbling around with it too much.
Absolutely. Well, you let your leaders lead you in this game, and that's what happens this time of year. Next up, Rice Lake, winners over Lakeland tonight. So that's just one of those games where you just throw it all at the table. We've seen the volleyball team do that. We saw the boys soccer team do that. You know, you scout as much as you can, but at this point, it's just about playing your game and just putting one more out there.
Yeah, anything can happen in one game, right? So we're pretty dang good. They're pretty dang good. And hopefully it's our night, not theirs, but they're an excellent team as well. So we're going to give it our best shot on Saturday, and hopefully we can pull one out.
Yeah, absolutely. But just even to get here, first time since 2001, and trying to get back to state for the first time since 1989, I just kind of put into words what this season has meant for this program.
Thanks, Brad.
Yeah.
Just these girls, I'm so proud of them. It just means a lot. These seniors have been with me 4 years. I just love them. I love this team. I love our competitiveness. I can yell at them in the locker room, and they come out and respond once in a while. You know, and I don't have to yell too much, you know, but when it gets serious, it gets serious. And Coach Beyer had the last game, and it's just we have such a good relationship, and man, that's what this is all about. It's not, you know, we want to win the ball games. I get that, but high school sports is about developing the relationships too. And I think this team is just the top for us. I mean, we care about each other. We fight for each other. You saw the second half. We weren't willing to go home. We wanted to keep playing.
You obviously want to get to the Resch, but just to get to the game, to get there, to get to the sectional final. I mean, there'd be disappointing if the outcome doesn't go your way. But there was nothing to be disappointed about this season where you are right now. This is incredible.
We're still one eight only teams playing, right? So I take that as, you know, a huge thing for our team. But we want to win Saturday. Don't get me wrong. We want to win. Like, I'm not going there to lose or have to be feeling good. I want to win, and I want to get to state. And that's the message these girls want to do too. And I'm going to give to them that tomorrow when we talk about game plan and everything. Because we haven't been there yet. Okay? I haven't been there yet. The girls got there for volleyball or cross country or whatever. But I haven't got there. I want to get there. So that's the message. We got to pull this through. It's 36 minutes. Give it all you got, and whatever happens, happens.
Absolutely. And that's what it's all about. You get to play in there. I mean, was this? Do you think this was possible when the year started to be playing for a chance to play for state?
Oh, man, early in the year, to tell you the truth, I was just worried about our team getting better. We started off 3-3. There were some things we had to fix to go on a run, and I actually told Coach Beyer at one point we're going to win like 8 in a row at least here. I felt pretty good about our chances. And then we ended up, I think, pulling off 9 or 10 or 11. I don't even know. But, you know, as we kept growing, we kept gelling together. We all accepted our roles. And that's a big thing on a team. You have to accept your role. Not everyone can be a star. Not everyone can, you know, get a lot of playing time every night. And the girls on the bench were huge tonight, cheering us on, especially the second half. And they didn't get in much. I rolled the starters because it's, you know, their team, and there's a lot of seniors out there, 3 of the seniors out there, and they're going to finish up how they need to finish up.
Absolutely. Finally, you got Dressa tonight, tomorrow, to prep for this. What does the next 24-28 hours look like for you?
Well, we're gonna celebrate till we get home on the bus, and then the coaching staff's gonna start looking at film and getting ready, I think. So I don't know how much I get done tomorrow at work necessarily, but hopefully the school's okay with that, and we can get a lot of film going.
You got one practice. So how do you run that practice?
Well, after a game like tonight, we're going to be pretty game planning, a lot of shots, but not much movement. The girls worked really hard tonight, so we're going to give them a little time off there. There's no need for us to run or anything like that. So just a lot of shots, game plan, get out of there, probably be an hour and a half tops, and then go play Saturday.
Ready to play Saturday. It's a good feeling. Like you said, not many teams are playing Saturday, and you guys are one of them. Congratulations.
Thank you, Brett.
You bet. Coach Ryan Canning joining us here on the post game as we wrap things up here. Again, the final score, 49-39. Shawnel gets the win over Marinette, and they will play Rice Lake coming up on Saturday. Right now scheduled for Saturday night in Mosinee. We'll keep you updated if anything changes on that. We'll have it for you on the Franchise Sports Radio. So long, everybody.